For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Okay, my friends, we're back. This is Bolt Brady and his bro, and we are going to chat NFL divisional playoffs this week. Let's say what's up to Bolt. What's happening?
What's up? Can you give me a second here?
Because why? You're hot? Is this a new release to you?
Woo!
Yeah, that was a boater.
Yes, it was. And Nick, that's going out to you and your squad. Thanks very much.
Right, that was number 7 for Big Nick.
Oh, Nick actually got a little emotional. Did you see him?
No, I didn't watch the post-game stuff.
Okay, well, it was funny. There was all kinds of funny things being said. Like this one guy, like Nick was celebrating, and this one guy's like, Nick, don't take too long. You got to get back to recruiting there.
Mm-hmm.
But then I saw afterwards, yeah, Nick was shedding some tears.
Yeah, you see like those linemen and stuff, you know, they always pick him up on when they win like the championship. And you just don't have that feel. I mean, I'm sure he's close with his teams behind doors, but you always see him such a rough kind of an ass.
Well, you know what? I don't even know if he's close with the teams because, I mean, I remember having some really good coaches and they don't get too close.
They're, right.
You know, and I have a feeling that's probably how he is too. He's all biz. What he lets his like assistants get closer to the players, you know.
And slip them the chips to come to school there.
Right. That was pure domination.
Yeah. I mean, those, you know, so they had a little few fans in the stands, but I mean, those are, they're just not as exciting, you know, as they can be when that they're just dominating them too.
The game wasn't as exciting without the fans.
Well, it's just not that close, and they just owned them. I mean, Bama just ran the table this year.
Well, listen, I mean, when you take Bama, I think it's very exciting.
Oh yeah, I mean, we got the winning ticket. Of course, you'll sit there and watch 80-0.
Well, and I mean, Devonta, did he just tear it up?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what was funny is, so the guy had 12 catches, 213 yards, and 3 TDs in the first half.
Good try.
That is a good try. And that's why he went into the, you know, went in to like look at his hand or whatever. And he goes, I'm done here.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to the show.
That's like 2 games, 3 games worth of stats for most of you guys.
Right. And so, but what's funny is my 7-year-old, your nephew, was like, Dad, on his like second touchdown that he caught in the middle and took off for like 60 yards. He goes, you know what the problem was there? And I go, what? He goes, a linebacker was covering him. He can't keep up with him. And I'm like, no kidding. Do we need to make you the defensive coordinator for Ohio State?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying you're going to stop the guy, but literally they had a linebacker on him. I think the guy's nickname was Tough. This guy on Twitter was like, if some guy named Tough is covering Smith, we've got problems.
Yeah. I mean, that guy's not going to keep up.
No, exactly. And then, you know, we've mentioned before about how Najee, you know, coming from NorCal, how about though he set a record 30 touchdowns, most ever in the SEC ever.
Yeah, I think he's the all-time leader for rushing TDs there, too.
Right. I mean, he's got all kinds of records. And, I mean, I remember when he was in high school out here, and they showed a picture of him doing that hurdle, like he was hurdling over someone in high school. I mean, he's all biz, too. I was watching him on the sideline. Like, when he comes off after scoring a touchdown, you know, everyone's giving him, like, 5 and tapping his helmet. He's kind of like, Like, he's like, let's get me to the show.
Oh, yeah. We're here for one reason.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that takes Nick past Bear Bryant, you know, for the 7th title.
Yep. So, congratulations. Roll Tide.
All right. What'd you think about the wild card weekend?
Well, loved it.
Yeah. Well, I guess 4-0 back-to-back weeks. That's not too shabby.
Nope. Not at all. You were talking about increasing people's stimulus chips.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like that might be occurring. In fact,
what's the season record? Went up to 58% too.
Yep, 41 and 30.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll definitely take that. See if we can get to that elusive 60% that you rarely see.
Mm-hmm.
Where was I going with that? What
the Washington football team was kind of the one. That was the one I just didn't love.
Oh, well, we got to tell the listeners about that one.
What?
So remember, I text you and I go, whoa, I didn't know that. I totally spaced out that Washington was playing at home, because I would have taken the points if with them on the road even.
Yeah, that just doesn't hold the same weight this year, though.
No, I agree. But, I mean, you still are traveling and you're not sleeping in
your
own
bed. You're not at home.
Yeah. I mean, you know how it is not sleeping in your own bed. It kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I mean, that Hinkie guy balled.
Well, that's where it becomes a real coin flip, because who knows, this guy's coming off a Zoom college class and going to light it up like he did.
Zoom. Well, but I think you got the worst of the line.
I did. I took it too late. I got the 8.5-er.
That's just a Joe maneuver.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got the 8.5. Okay. Because it actually got up to 10.
No, yeah, it was 8.5 by the time I grabbed it.
Well, that's what we gave it out. See, listeners, even my own brother will go against me sometimes. In fact, my wife, your sister-in-law, was like, so she knows how you're in that big tournament where you pick games and put money on it. And she's like, asked how you're doing. I'm like, he's still alive. She's like, does he take your picks? I'm like, well, he didn't take the Washington football team. She's like, really? And then the next day, you did it again. You went against me again. Who was it? Was it, did you take Buffalo? No,
I was going to. That game knocked me out. Of
the Washington football team?
Did? Yeah, I was going to take the Steelers, which that would have knocked me out too.
Oh, wow, that's another topic for itself.
Well, Tampa had a commanding lead there. I mean, they were going to cover that.
And then, well, yeah, I mean, Tom played unreal.
It's that thing, though, you know, where they, it's the dude that they don't see and don't know what to scout.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree
and
with
it just,
that.
It just works to their benefit.
I agree with that. I mean, he was pulling some Houdinis, though, like, you know, and he's had some great runs. But, you know, yeah, does that mean 4 games into the season he's going to be a baller? I mean, that's yet to be determined. But for that game, we'll take him.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only did he cover the 8.5 for us, but the teasers this week easily got home. No problem with those, because we had we teased Washington and the Rams. And how about the Rams? That was another one.
What happened to Seattle the last like quarter of the season?
Is ever since that one game where he threw the 3 picks against the Bills, and Carroll's like, let's just go back to the old days where we run and don't let you do anything. But, you know, like we said, terrible matchup. I mean, DK is non-existent against Jalen, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have our boy Aaron Donald in the middle. I mean, when Goff came back into the game, I was like, crap, that's actually what you don't want.
Yeah, keep the starter on the sideline.
Yeah, which is crazy.
That will catch up to them this week, I would imagine.
I agree with that. If Goff is playing, no chance I would touch the Rams.
I mean, he probably is, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, apparently he wasn't too happy that they sat him. But, I mean, not only am I not that high on him, but he's got a thumb that's jacked up, too. I mean, and then, you know, it's been documented how he plays very poorly in the cold. You know, he's from SoCal, and then he played in the Pac-12. So he hasn't really played in bad weather. And the games that he has, he's played like crap.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be like 30 or lower when they play. So that's not going to be looking too good for him probably. But if the other cat's in, then, you know, then you might be looking at the points. But right now it's 6.5.
I was going to say, I saw it at 7, and then I took a look at 10 minutes ago. I saw 6.5.
Right.
I'll take Big Aaron for 6.5.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think Mitch probably played his last game in Chicago.
That turned out to be a little bit of a boat race. I mean, 21-3, that's a boat race. And the only reason they got the 3 was because...
I think 9. Didn't you see Graham's?
Oh, at the end, right. Just the garbage prevent. No one's playing defense. Yeah.
But they did that thing that they don't have to do a PAT or go for two now. And that some people had it at 11. So it did affect some people there.
Yeah. Well, you mean them not kicking the extra point? Yeah, no.
Yeah, because they would have gotten a push, or you go for 2 because what do you got to lose?
Right. Yeah, no, I knew right when he caught that, which was a legit catch, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Right when he caught that, I'm like, okay, see you later. And he knew it, too. He started running to the locker room. He goes, that's ball game.
Yeah, they're like, he might hang up the cleats anyway. So, I mean, that'd be his last catch.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I mean, he's a baller.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his career obviously started to tumble a little bit from when he was with the Saints, but...
Yeah, I mean, when he's on the Seahawks and stuff, he didn't do a whole lot either.
No. But yeah, Mitch, it'll be interesting what happens to him. But yeah, that was... the Saints, granted they're playing the Bears, who don't have the best offense in the world, even though the last five games they've been balling because they've been playing shitty teams. But that was pretty impressive. They shut him down. And now they take on Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about it?
I've been nipped too many times just taking Tom. And like both times this year, the Saints have kind of worked them over. Right. Even when I thought Tampa was hot.
Right.
So... I think Drew's going to be done after this year, so I would take the Saints with the -3 right now.
Right. Well, you know, I'm sticking with the Saints because that was my prediction with the Super Bowl against the KC.
I think Green Bay is going to beat them.
Well, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually made a play. You could bet if you think that because they're like you can what was it plus 400 or something. -400 if you thought KC or Green Bay, one of them wouldn't make it.
Yeah.
So I took that because I don't think one of them will make it. But anyway, yeah, I'm sticking with the Saints. I mean, I think that they always say, oh, it's tough to beat a team. You know, first they say twice in one season. Now they're like three times in a season. But again, they're going on the road. And I just think the Saints have a better team. They have better weapons.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, their defense has been playing well. And then... If Drew's going to – he kind of knows this might be it. I mean, Tom's going to play one or two more, too.
Yeah.
I would have think. So.
They were showing a stat, like the average age in the NFC playoffs versus the AFC, and it's like 36 years old to 24 years old.
On Tampa?
No, just in general. Sorry, I didn't clarify that. The NFC quarterbacks that are left in the playoffs.
Oh, got it.
Versus the AFC quarterbacks that are left in the playoffs. 36 years old to 25, because you know you have Patty and Josh Allen and Lamar, and then you have Drew and Tommy that cranked that one up quite a bit.
Big Tom got the hair surgery to look like he's younger, though.
With his boy...
Wes Welker.
Wes Welk, yep.
We read the article, Tom. We know you went to Rhode Island for those hair plugs, but...
But we've got your back. It looks good.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's that one actor that got it, too, that slicks it back?
McConaughey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
We can get them for a sponsor.
Or Urlacher. He went and did it, too, in Chicago.
Well, he shaves his head, though, right?
No. He's got a little spiky do now.
Wow. He was the first one to get to Paris.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, he was in there. I mean, I wouldn't say first.
Well, I mean, not very first, but he was before, like, all of Hollywood ransacked her.
Yeah, who knows?
Anyway, we don't want to get off topic here.
Phillip Rivers may be done, too.
Oh, Phillip, that was a great game.
Yeah, 24-27.
Mm-hmm. I liked that game. I liked Phillip, and then, because we teased it. We teased the Colts with Bama. That was the other teaser that we did. And, that one easily came through. Phillip played well. I mean, the Bills, you know what? Josh Allen, obviously, you know, we were talking about if they have the most improved award.
Mm-hmm.
He gets it. But he was balling in that game. Like, he always can move around with his feet, but he was throwing dimes. Like, going to, like, the left, like, his opposite side and throwing to the sideline. He did it, like, a few different times. I mean, he played a great game, too. I mean, like, I don't know if he can play much better than that, you know?
Yeah.
And so now he comes and he faces Big Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew Lamar was going to ball last weekend. He sure did. I think Lamar is going to ball again.
Mm. I just, the way they operate is not pretty. You know, that did not look good. It's like he just bust a couple long runs.
Well, he is slow Joe.
He sure is.
Holy cow. I mean... I probably sounded like one of his family members cheering for him when he broke it off, like when he was shaking and baking. And I'm like, is that guy slow? And my boys are like, do you think he's the fastest player in the NFL, like, ever? And I go, first they said, do you think he's faster than Vic? And I'm like, That's tough.
What about Tyreek on KC?
Then they brought up Tyreek, right? And then the only other one, and then I said, well, you know what? Those are all good calls. I'd maybe give it to Tyreek, and then I said, but there's one guy.
Deion.
That's faster than them all, and his name is Primetime. Mm-hmm. But anyway, to mention him in those guys' breath is pretty impressive. He's legit to watch.
Yeah, when he gets loose.
Yeah.
But not necessarily as a quarterback is he great to watch. It just
like throwing it. Yeah, I mean,
I mean they as a team can pound the ball, but it's like it's sloppy Joe.
You know what? I don't think they're going to disagree with you on that.
No, I mean Harbaugh even says like it's not the most beautiful thing to watch at times.
Right, right. So what you think it's the Bills?
Yeah, I just kind of feel like they're playing better this year.
Okay, well, anyway, with that in mind, but. We are going to juice it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to tease it. We're going to tease the Ravens up to the 6.5. And then we haven't even talked about the man himself, Big Patty. We're going to tease Patty down from the 9.5 down to 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
So Ravens 8.5 and KC minus 3.5. What do you think about that one?
That yeah, I could see that for sure.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a real legit one Reedster.
What happened to the Steelers? I mean, just the opening snap set the tone and they were done.
Wow. Well, obviously that's where the 409 spray down, clean it up comes this week.
Whoosh, whoosh.
Incredible Big Ben and the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first let's start with the spray down with Juju, because Juju did the Dabo and talked shit before the game. Did you see that?
Yeah, I mean, Baker was kind of repeating it afterwards.
Right, because Juju's like, oh, the same old Browns. I mean, are you stupid doing that? I mean, it's just incredible. And then they come out, Pouncey, who's like an all-pro center.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he almost made it through the uprights. He threw it over his head so bad.
Terrible.
Right? So then, so they chuck it into the end zone, and they recover. And then, dude, I went upstairs to like clean up something. And I came back and I'm like 28 bagels in the first quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't remember the last time I saw something like that. And it make it worse. It's in the playoffs. I mean, and Ben, that was good looking.
Actually, I remember a few years ago tour that when Jacksonville had that Blake Bortles good team. And I took a money line Steelers. I'm like, they're going to crush them. And I'm like, wow, they look terrible. And there well, went my chips.
What was the line? What was that? So it was the Steelers minus something.
It was, you know, I don't know, maybe 7. But I just took Moneyline Steelers. And the guy actually that took my chips was like, that's not the best one to put in. I'm like, no, I want it.
Really? He tried helping you out.
He did. He goes, you must not be a professional.
No, he goes, you're a joke. Because another joke. when the guys at the ticket counter see like all those come in, they're probably going, we're going the opposite way of that.
Yeah.
You know,
so that this was, you know, 3 years later, whatever it is, and they just laid the egg again.
That's embarrassing. And that is embarrassing. But
good for Cleveland. I mean, like I said, I wish their fans were more of the fans could see this in person.
No kidding. I mean, they got hooked up, though, because, you know, they were talking about with Stefanski, like, you know, how they script out the first 15 plays. And he obviously wasn't there because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So they were saying like the first 15 plays, like the Browns would be OK. And then after that, you know, who knows what's going to happen. It didn't matter because they were so far ahead. And Ben, I mean, like, they were kind of getting the momentum. Even when they were down 28-0, I'm like, okay. I said to my sons, I'm like, you know, if they can get it down to 28-14 at half, you know, we got a bit of a ball game.
Yeah.
And they were trying, and the Browns' defense isn't that great. And then Big Ben would just throw the pick. His numbers were unbelievable. It was like something for 62 with, like, 504 yards, 4 TDs, and 4 picks.
Yeah.
Spray down 409, Ben.
Yeah, it's crazy how much these guys sling it around now.
Well, right. That's why, like, you know, when they're showing the records, the Bama records for all these guys, like Mac Jones, and you know, you're like, dude, yeah, of course they're breaking records because they throw it every other play,
mm-hmm.
if not more.
Yeah,
you know, so.
Yeah. There was an old quote they had from Saban today. I was reading. He was like, whatever it was, 7 years ago. And he's like, is this what we want college football to be? All this no huddle stuff and rushing. It's like, and then he ended up kind of taking it on himself.
Well, he was smart enough to.
Yeah, he brings in those assistants and stuff that reshape the offense. It's like, well, you got to adjust to the times, buddy. So
got to give him props because we know there's plenty of coaches that don't do that.
Keep running flex on offense. No one knows it's coming.
Same out of bounds play that we've used for 10 years.
Right.
People might know who we're talking about there, but that's okay.
Right.
So then what are you looking at? What'd you think was sticking out?
From the games or this week?
From the games this week that are coming up.
The Buffalo, you know, Green Bay is probably my favorite if Goff starts, I think.
Isn't that funny? If the starter starts.
Yeah. And then if Kansas City at 10 is a little high, man. I like your tease.
Well, okay. Glad you brought it up because that's a Joe move right there. That's a Joe move. So everyone's like, wow, the Browns ball. And now you're giving them 10? I mean, I wouldn't quite make it a play, but I would lean with the Chiefs there for sure. Could be, you know what I'm going to say?
A boater. City.
Started with the B, a boater or blowout city. I think they probably get crushed. And remember when last week when I was like, hey, guys, Ohio State, great one. Win. You just got your W. You know, Clemson was talking shit. It's been a great season. Thanks a lot. Well, that's the big cleave now. And I thought they were going to, you know, do that to a certain extent against the Steelers, but the Steelers just handed that to them. So anyway, Cleveland's like, hey, this has been a great season. Made the playoffs, beat our biggest rival.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this is a new level here. I mean, this is Patty and Tyreek and Kelsey after a week off. And remember, big Andy Reid with time to prepare.
Yeah, that bye record's always good with him.
Mm-hmm. It's like over 80%. This is probably going to be a boat race. I'm going to just throw out a score here. I'm going to say it's going to be like 38-17.
Hmm.
We'll see how close I can get to that. I think it's going to be a little bit of a boat race.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously 10's a lot. But there's no way I would take the points. No way.
Yeah. And then Buffalo. Buffalo might be my second favorite, I think, this weekend.
Wow. I mean, just no one's given the Ravens props.
Well, they did last week.
Well, no, they didn't.
No. Yeah, they were the road team.
Well, right. But I'm saying like everyone. I mean, did you hear anyone say the Ravens? I barely heard anyone say it. And I follow everyone, and I look. I mean, the public definitely was all over the Titans.
I mean, Vrabel, he took a lot of heat for decision-making, too. You know, I mean, they were down there at the goal line to tie it up.
Well, what's funny, though, is typically, though, it's the other way around. They say he's, like, one of the smartest coaches.
Yeah, he's done a great job.
Right? So it's like, you know, the armchair quarterback. They're just going against Big Lamar and the posse, and those guys slightly ball on the ground.
The Gus.
But we'll see. We'll see. It'll be a good game. But, I mean, let me ask you this. Who do you think's better, the Ravens or the Colts?
The Ravens.
Right. And the Colts gave them everything that, you know, the Bills could offer. And I think, Bill, I think Josh was kind of like Tom. Like, I'm like, dude, you're not going to get them to be able to play much better than that. I mean, they both played, like, really, really well. And they barely won, you know.
Well, and Lamar doesn't have to hear the chatter anymore about not winning in a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
It helps when that stuff goes away.
Exactly.
Like the Sergio not winning a major.
Sergio. we got some hats to give away here.
Yeah.
We've kind of forgot. And there were some people that we wanted to give them out to. So, and the reason, guys, just to explain, in gals, actually we have a gal here, I think, maybe, to give a hat to.
Before you say that real quick, there's a couple people I know I've emailed and someone said that it had gone to their spam. So I've emailed a couple winners from score@boltbrady.com. Check your spam from a week or two ago if you won. And there should be an email in there where I asked for your address.
Okay, right. And the reason why this is so important for us and the reason why we appreciate it is just because when you get reviews on Apple Podcasts, they move you up the rankings so people can find it. So we try to give you winners, and if you can show your appreciation back by giving a review, sometimes it's hard for people to find. You scroll down below the episodes, and then you'll see like some stars there, and then below that it'll say write a review. So anyway, with that in mind, Big Brandon Vatima, give us a email to score@boltbrady.com. Brandon Vatima, he mentioned that he told all his friends about the podcast too, so we appreciate that. And then Big Dragon Flyer, this guy said that even if he wasn't betting, he'd be listening to the podcast, except that he bets most of the time.
Oh, yeah, Dragon.
We're only going to give out two, but I saw here, so I think this might be a young lady or a lady in general. The name is L.I. Marie 21, so I don't know if that's like short for Lisa Marie, but if you're out there too, I mean, being the first female, I think, that's given us a review, you definitely deserve a hat as well.
Boom.
So if you guys just all email my brother at score@boltbrady.com, we'll send you guys some hats.
And then you can rock them around town.
Sure.
All right. You want to cap off your remind everyone what your picks were?
Right. So really, we're just going to go with the one. I mean, here's the thing. There's not as many games to choose from. So
two on Saturday, two Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, just four in general, you know, when we're used to like, you know, 14 to 16. So, listen, we've been stacking the chippers lately. Let's not give it all back. So we're going to go with the teaser, Baltimore plus the 8.5 and KC minus the 3.5. And that's just the real play. But, you know, I'd have strong leans on the Saints minus the 3. I mean, we didn't chat really, but Michael Thomas coming back. I mean, he's a game changer. And then the KC, I have a strong lean on KC minus the 10. I think that's going to be blowout city.
Mm. Aunt Sue and the KC squad, happy B-Day to you, Aunt Sue.
That's right.
All right, well, those will be fun to watch. You got anything else you want to add?
That's it.
All right, shout out for our sponsors this week. It's mybookie.ag, great place to lay down your bets. Chili's Bar and Grill, always a good place for some takeout and some games. Don't forget Instagram and Twitter. It's @BoltBradyPicks. We'll keep you up to date on games, etc. And keep writing those reviews. You can win a hat. That's going to do it for Divisional Weekend. We'll catch you guys next week.
See ya.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.